Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight, he will arrive. Juan Soto will return, and I'm not just talking about return to Yankee Stadium. I'm talking about Juan Soto. The real Juan Soto will return. We've been waiting as Mets fans to see an explosion from Juan Soto. He has been okay so far. There's been some good, there's been some bad, there's been some up and down, whatever. Even Soto's bad is better than most. Still waiting for that explosion, and I fully believe it starts tonight when he returns to take on his former team in the Bronx.
I don't even know he's going to go 0-4. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, as I said yesterday, if he has a good weekend, he'll get himself up to Trent Grisham speed.
So
I look at this, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be a wild day. We'll get to the Knicks stuff, obviously. Yep. But I look at the Soto stuff from a Mets perspective. Like, if I'm a Mets fan, there's the initial announcement, wow, he chose the Mets, boom. Then there's the press conference, the first visual, wow, look at that guy up there at Citi Field. Then there's the first time he strolls out on the field at Port St. Lucie in a Mets uniform. Then there's opening day. These are all the checkpoints you've gotten to. Then there's the home opener. But tonight's different. Tonight's much more different for you. Like, I got my Yankee shirt on. I want to win 2 out of 3. Would love to sweep you guys. Hopefully Judge stays hot. Hopefully Yankees keep playing, you know, good crisp baseball, winners of 3 straight series. And yeah, I'm hoping that Juan Soto takes the collar a couple of times, maybe butchers a ball in right field. But my attention, and again, I am excited for this. You know I'm about the Knicks. Tonight's more for the Met fan, for me, than the Yankee fan.
See, it's interesting you say that because I think that it's more for the Yankee fan in the aspect of their villain is coming in. When have we experienced this before? Robinson Cano, I'm sorry, it didn't register. And at that price, Yankee fans were okay with letting Robinson Cano go. They were not okay. The majority of Yankee fans not okay with letting Juan Soto go, especially to the Mets. This guy, for basically all things being equal, who took the Yankees to the World Series a year ago, chose the Mets. The little brother lowly New York Mets over the big bad New York Yankees and the pinstripes and all this stuff. How many calls did we take over the course of the year last year where Yankee fans are saying, you're nuts. How are you saying, Sal, that he's going to the Mets? BT's never going to leave us. We're the Yankees, blah, 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 blah. And here we are. He did leave, and now he's returning. So I think it's twofold. It's for the Yankee fan just to let Juan Soto know that they didn't appreciate what he did. And then from the Mets' perspective, to finally feel like you belong! Finally! Because they have had good seasons before. They've had very good seasons before. They've gone toe-to-toe with the Yankees, whether it be Subway Series. I mean, they swept the Yankees in the Subway Series last year, so it's not just about the regular season. We've seen sweeps before, even when the Yankees were dominant, whatever. We saw the World Series 25 years ago. This is different. This is the first time I can say, and I was at the first one ever, the Dave Mielicki game in 1997, hard to believe, almost 30 years ago, right? 28 years ago. This is the first time I could say that I feel like it's equal footing, and it's because of Juan Soto.
No, that part I totally get. You know, that's where it becomes more real. That's where it becomes different. And listen, you've said it. I think all Met fans have said it. The goal is sustained success like the Yankees usually enjoy, not the one-off or, you know, maybe every couple of years you have a chance to be good. The goal is to put out a product every year that you got a big payroll, you got some stars, and you really have a chance to win the World Series. And that's the direction that you guys are going in. But two things about this. Like, again, and I turned down the seats. We talked about that a lot. If I'm in the stands tonight, like, basically, it'll probably be about 10, 12,000 Met fans and then the rest Yankee fans, obviously. So if I'm among the 35-ish thousand Yankee fans, I'm viewing that this is how myself, and I do think some people will disagree, this is how I would view it. Number one, he's not a villain to me. Pedro's a villain.
Yep.
Reggie Miller's a villain. You know, give me some hockey villains that maybe I'm just forgetting. What was the guy who delivered the cheap shot? Was it Dale Hunter?
Yeah,
Dale Hunter.
Pierre Turgeon years ago.
Pierre Turgeon. Like, those are villainous people in the New York sporting universe, right? To me, I don't view Juan Soto that way. Now, others might because he left the Yankees and they maybe take that and they channel that as energy as looking at him as a villain.
I'm a little hurt by that.
I'm not saying it didn't bother me. I want him to stay. You know that. I'm over it now, but I want him to stay.
But you've even admitted to not wanting to see him do well.
I don't want to see him do well. Right. I want to see him take the collar every night. Absolutely. But I don't look at him as a villain. I look at him as a gift that was given to the Yankees for a year. He was traded there. He didn't willingly go there. He was traded there. He performed at an incredibly high level, got him to the World Series, was the best hitter by far during the postseason, not during the regular season, but he had his best year really as a pro. Had 40 bombs, tied for 109 ribbies. Like, he did what he did, and we saw it. And I appreciate that. Then he made a big boy decision and left. I don't begrudge him for that. So that's number one. He's not a villain to me. Number two, Yankees are doing well without him. Now, I understand that the Yankees aren't perfect. And I understand that, like, Juan Soto's presence makes them more dangerous if he was still here. But the Yanks are 3.5 games up. Like, if the Yankees were 4 back of the Red Sox or the Orioles and they're 3-4 games under 500, then I consider and I say, wow. Then maybe I emotionally process it a different way. Good guy, hell of a player, not a villain. Yanks are doing well. I'm good.
But he left you for the Mets.
I got you. I understand, but I'm fine with that. It really doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I know it bothers some.
It doesn't bother me.
And I'm not trying to get it to bother you. I'm not trying to needle you, but people are bothered by that. We've heard from a lot of them calling this radio station. We've seen a lot of it on social media. Yankee fans are hurt and bothered, and I understand it. I would be too, that Juan Soto chose the Mets over them. And regardless of the results of the series, the Mets already won that. You've mentioned it in the offseason. You said, hey, got to take the L.
Mets won, Yanks nothing. They won the sweepstakes.
And that's it. And there's no way to erase that.
No.
So regardless of what happens, once Juan Soto sets foot in Yankee Stadium tonight, he's going to be wearing a Mets uniform. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's going to hurt the Yankee fan even more. They are going to boo him. I would be shocked if Juan Soto gets any kind of balance. It's going to sound some cheers because of the Mets.
Because of the Mets, yeah.
But I would be shocked. Like, I don't think there's anybody going to be like, you know what? We forgive you, Juan, for leaving. You got us to the World Series a year ago.
We respect
what you did, and we respect your decision. I think it's going to be the opposite.
Well, if he came in as a Texas Ranger, you might get that. Because he's coming in as a Met, you won't get that. Now, I do, despite what I'm saying, I think it's going to be venomous tonight. I think Yankee fans are going to go bonkers. Ooh. Now, the whatever 11-ish, 12,000 Met fans, as I estimate, they will try to balance that out. Some, if he hits a home run, you'll hear cheers. If he pops up with the bases juiced, you know, you will hear a different reaction from the Yankee fan. Now, I can tell you one thing that's not going to happen. What Tiki has been espousing for the last 6 months. You've heard what Tiki said.
No.
Tiki has been imploring Yankee fans to do nothing. He actually said, like, and I think he means it. Hey, Tiki, there's no chance in hell that's happening. He wants the Yankee fans to basically turn their backs and not utter a peep. So, and I know what he means, like, that would almost be maybe psychologically more damaging.
Like, we don't care.
We're unaffected by you. But that's not going to happen under any circumstance.
You said something that I find interesting, and I think I disagree with it. If Soto left under the same circumstances but went to Texas or whatever.
Yeah, or Seattle, whatever.
But I still think it would have hurt, but obviously this is to another extreme, which is why this is why it's great for us, Sports Talk and Subway Series, Mets, Yankees. You could not have a worse scenario for a Yankee fan that wanted Juan Soto back, expected Juan Soto to want to be a great Yankee and be in Monument Park and wear the pinstripes forever. That was the belief. You believed Juan Soto loved being a Yankee just as much as you love the Yankees, and he didn't. And not only that, he chose the Mets. If he chose another team, I still think that Yankee fans would be annoyed enough to not cheer or appreciate Juan Soto. I think just the Mets, obviously, is a whole nother villainous level to it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be venomous, though. I think you would get much more balance. And again, there's no way of knowing. You know, I think that, like, Soto to me, and again, I think I'm processing it differently than some.
Probably than most Yankee fans, honestly.
I will accept that. I think
right
I agree with that. No, I think that you're right. I think Yankee fans woke up today, and if you're a Yankee Knicks fan, you're obviously conflicted. If you're not a big basketball fan, or if you're a Yankee Net fan, you woke up, I think you foamed at the mouth. Like, the jerseys hung up, whatever you rock, Mariano, Jeets, O'Neal, Reggie, whatever, Donnie, you woke up, and this day has been circled, and it is your mission to make him feel miserable. I think the only problem with that is I think he's so robotic, I think it will not penetrate his mind one bit.
Okay.
I don't think he cares.
So now I want to get to what I feel from the Mets perspective. Because it's not about the boos or the cheers. It's about unlocking the real Juan Soto. And I mentioned this weeks ago, and you start to see Soto get a little bit warm.
Well, he's been great in May.
Yeah, but still not. I mean, every time in runners scoring position, he's failed. The home runs have been great, but they're solo home runs. You haven't seen the Soto shuffle yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes tonight. This is what I'm excited for. I believe that Juan Soto thrives in these environments. That's why I love him as a baseball player. What made me fall in love with Juan Soto is there's no moment big enough. The more difficult the task, the bigger, the nastier the environment, the more he responds. And I feel like finally, you know, we thought maybe the Phillies series, all right, didn't work out that way. All right, maybe the Cubs, whatever. All right, didn't really work out that way. This is finally the spot where I believe, because this is the closest thing you get to the postseason in the regular season, Mets versus Yankees, in that environment and that nasty feel.
Mm-hmm.
I believe him going back there, where the fans loved him, where he did so much great work for the New York Yankees a year ago, I believe him in that stadium getting that type of reception is going to unlock him and take off to the next level, that once the series is over, at least the real Juan Soto will be back.
And oh yeah, by the way, to me, this kind of feels like when both the Yanks or the Mets seasons, independent of the Soto juice, kind of starts. Like, I know they both played, 40-ish games, whatever it might be, 3.5 game lead for the Yankees, 2.5 up on the Mets, or the Mets are. The Braves have gotten their footing a little bit. Obviously, the Mets have handled the Phillies so far, or the Braves have gotten their footing. The Phillies have the Mets have handled the Phillies so far. I just think that now it's the backdrop of Soto, but it's baseball is beginning to feel real. Listen, it kind of gets like this
Memorial Day.
Every Memorial Day anyway. Yeah. This is the little foreshadow of what very, very well could be a fun, highly competitive, and who knows, maybe we get that another Subway Series act, but I think Met fans are jacked up. I know Yankee fans are ready to protect the turf. It's going to be nuts.
Before we get to the calls, do you think Soto gets unlocked, whatever term you want to use? Do you think the real Juan Soto shows up? Do you think he will have a monster series or continue in line of what's gone on this year? Like, every time we've expected him to go nuts, he's kind of hasn't lived up to the expectation.
I don't think he'll necessarily have a monster series. I would be surprised if he doesn't have a moment where the Met fans, like,
he's
suck on
now.
That Yankee fans. I don't have else to say it. You know, like a top, even if it's a solo shot.
We haven't had, Met fans haven't had the Soto moment. Everybody talks about the Yankees when they get a new player. Now he's a Yankee. He earned the pinstripes. We need that Met moment. And what better time to come than this weekend? BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the Knicks coming up in a little bit. Obviously, an enormous game tonight. This is really one of the great days in New York sports history. We talk about a game 6 here with the Knicks tonight. You get Subway Series going on. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Luigi is in White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I'm one of those diehard Yankee fan, and the only reason I'm going to the game tonight is to go watch Juan Soto go 0-for-4. I'll be booing as hard and as loud as I can. I'm going to lose my voice tonight.
Yeah, me too. And it's going to be the opposite of that, Luigi, because I'm going to be screaming when Soto runs roughshod over the Yankees.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Luigi. Have fun in the game tonight. It's going to be fun, BT.
I'm just
so annoyed.
I'm
annoyed with the Knicks thing. I think it's compromising us all to a certain extent. Now, you could choose to go home like you did and watch the Knicks game on DVR or watch the Knicks game in real time and then DVR the Met Yankee game. But still, then you're missing the live action. Either way, it's a great historic sports night. It is going to be difficult, and a lot of people are going to be attending. There's going to be 50,000 people at Yankee Stadium.
Oh yeah,
tonight.
I mean,
all Knicks fans. For
sure. But yeah, when they flash that score up, oh god, we'll get to the Knicks later. They better play well tonight. They better win tonight. It's going to be an atmosphere that is going to be at the top of the list in terms of juice in the last. You know, I mean, I don't want to be overly prisoner of the moment, but. It's a big night. There's no doubt it's going to be a big night in the Bronx.
I'm very curious to see the reaction of the callers. If it's more from a Yankees perspective, can't wait to hate on Soto, or more from the Mets fans, can't wait to have the excitement and unleash Juan Soto.
What do you think it is, real quick?
I think it's probably more Yankees, or at least we'll hear from more of the Yankees.
Okay, but don't you think tonight means more? Or I guess you don't, because I think tonight means more to the Met fan, because it's the symbolic finishing the actual moment that's led up, like all the checkpoints I ran through.
The part that I think it means more for the Met fan is that here we are.
We've now arrived.
Here he is. He's ours. Here we are.
He's wearing our uniform in your house.
To use your term, suck on that. Regardless of the result, which, by the way, we'll get to when we come back. Like, there's different layers that we want to get to. Joe is in Lakewood. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Great. I'm just... For two people who claim to have a pulse on the city, how in the world do you open what the Yankees and not the Knicks?
We chose to, and
you chose to open with Pete Rose also on Wednesday.
Well, I mean, Joe, listen. Joe, come on. We're giving you a chance to talk here, Joe. Come on, buddy.
And you guys have a full segment on Juan Soto every day for 2 years already.
Right, Joe,
I don't want to hear you anymore.
And Joe, we don't want to hear from you, and thank you for the call.
Thank you, Joe. Hey,
we appreciate taking the time to call, but you wasted everybody's time by then. Joe, I got news for you. Nobody cares what you think as far as what we should be discussing. And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen or call about it. We don't want that. Obviously, I'd love for you to listen all the time. And we appreciate you listening and taking the time to call. But you don't need to tell us what to talk about. Mike is calling from West Long Branch, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
About Juan Soto, I mean, I'm a Met fan. I love him on the team. I understand why the Yankees are upset, but this is going to be a horrible contract. I mean, if the Yankees signed him, they wouldn't have got the pitcher from Atlanta who's dominant. I mean, it just frees up and gives you more flexibility for your team. I mean, I know it's like a symbol like, oh, we stole him from the Yankees, but I care about winning. And if it wasn't for Pete Alonso, where would we be right now?
Listen,
Pete's going to have a month. I understand what you're saying there, Mike. Pete's going to have a month, and I think Pete's going to be top three MVP. I've said that from day one. But Pete's going to have a month where he hits 230, and Juan Soto's going to have a month where he hits 350, 360. And that very well might be the month and what separates you from either the Phillies or the Braves. So to me, the evaluation is not about now. I use the word albatross. We all know it because it happens to every great player. And I don't think he's going to age particularly great because he's not bouncy now and he's a little thick now and he's in his mid-20s. So he's going to be a problem in the outfield. It's going to get worse on the bases. But you did it because he makes you potentially great now. But who could absorb it? Cohen could.
Yeah.
And by the time we get into the part of his contract that's probably less desirable, Lindor's retired, you know, and obviously Nimmo's contract is up and Pete's long gone, you would imagine. Like, the Mets have a lot of young players. It's not like they've got five or six contracts like the Yankees have had over the years that have been getting in the way of them doing some stuff. It's the cost of business to get Soto.
Twofold. Do you think that Juan Soto's contract will prevent Steve Cohen from going out there and spending the money that's necessary to build a championship?
No, I don't think that.
Okay, so me neither.
I know you don't think that either. I don't think any sensible baseball fan does.
Number two, if not for Pete Alonso, do you think that Pete Alonso is just miraculously having this year? Or maybe Juan Soto, just maybe, call me crazy, maybe Juan Soto hitting in front of him has something to do with Pete Alonso performing at a level that we've never seen him perform at before.
You know, that's fair. There's baseball elements there. Usually the guy in front of you benefits more. You get better pitches to hit because you don't want to walk that guy and have Judge or Soto hit a two-run bomb. But no, I mean, he's on base, even though it's not his usual 40% clip, whatever it might be. But he's on base a lot more, which means the pitcher has to work more, exert more, and Lindor's hitting 300. So by the time you get to Pete, you got to navigate Lindor and Soto. You're a little tired here. So there's no doubt that he's going to benefit from that. Yeah.
How many years have we heard about, Pete when he's struggling? The protection. Got to get Pete some protection. Well, who's the protection from right now?
Yeah, nobody.
Okay, they've been awful. Nimmo or maybe not awful. Nimmo hasn't been very good, and Vientos hasn't been himself what we expect them to see. So where's the protection for Pete Alonso? It's not there, but yet Pete's having his best year that we've ever seen. And he's had some monster years. This is the best year ever. So, I mean, do the math. It has to be because of Juan Soto in front of him. Could be Lindor as well being hot, but those guys on in front of him. But Soto being atop that lineup, challenges other pitchers. Just him working the at-bats.
No question.
Pete Alonso has been more...
Pete Soto, see, Pete. There's not another Soto I got to deal with this year.
Has been disciplined at the plate like Juan Soto, which has led to his success.
Listen, I think one thing that I'm happy about, and we've obviously been very, you know, I guess maybe to the chagrin of people who want to program the station, but
I mean, my God,
that's all good.
That's what we're starting with, Dad.
Yeah, that's all good. We've been very Knicks-centric, obviously, because the Knicks are in the middle of something, trying to do something they haven't done in 25 years. But I'm actually proud of the fact that we haven't really, not that it's never been brought up, but we have not propped up Pete's big season so far by saying it's all Juan Soto, because I think that's unfair to Pete Alonso.
Me too. It's
unfair. Now, has it had some impact? Yeah. Can I quantify it? No. But you watch Pete Alonso play, and maybe this goes back to Devin Williams hitting the home run to right field. He has changed his approach. Not just that he's getting maybe some better pitchers or the guys are tired that he's facing because of the Lindor-Soto navigation. Mm-hmm. He is going more to right field. He's shortened up his swing. He is striking out less. He is walking more. So it's a little bit of Soto. It's a lot about Pete.
BT, it's Al on the Fan, just getting started on this historic sports talk in New York Friday. We will get to the Knicks coming up in a little bit. Huge game 6 tonight at the world's most famous. Chance to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.